Mendez to inbound on the baseline. Goes to Dean. Dean looking to back down Biggs. Pump fake, jumper, short. Rebound, Lucas Griffin. Up the court we go to Rhodes. Rhodes, block shot good. 6-0 run to begin the quarter. Largest lead of the night for the Linden Tigers, 35-23. Dean trying to stop the run, and it gets a finger floater to roll. He's in double figures now with 10. Three on the far corner by Wine. Good. Kendall Wine gets into the three-point party. The Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Luthien streaking down the court the other side. Mendez, top of the key. Now to Grimmett. Far side Smith. Now Dean. Elbow. Rolls over a defender. Up top Smith. To the foul line jumper. It'll be bricked off the mark. No good. Rebound to Marcotte. We're going to have a flop warning against Linden. Oh. So that was, I can't remember who it was, if it was Marcotte, who took the pressure from Dean.
Oh. Yeah.
That was a lot of pressure, so Linden's going to have the inbound now.
I was like, I thought you're supposed to actually be on the ground to get the flop.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Yeah.
the way it goes.
Yep. Wine, far corner. Bounce pass into Biggs. He'll back down Mendez. Turn to the block. Leaves it short. Rebound to Mendez. Mendez keeps it himself into the half court. Now to the top of the key. Underneath the Dean. He'll back down Wine. Kicked out three in the corner by Smith. It's long. Rebound. We're going to have a foul. It's going to go against Braden Grimmett. That'll be his third. So Grimmett and Mendez each with three apiece. Seems first here in the second or third quarter.
And James is kind of like, no, that time I got pushed.
Pressure in the backcourt by Smith. Now to Biggs. Across the timeline, now back to Wine. Rhodes, elbow jumper. Short, rebound Mendez. 38-25, Linden on top, 5-10 remaining in the third quarter. Smith wide open for a right corner three. Rattles home for Lane Smith. That's his second Cody Thurston three of the night. Experienced Midwest Land Group difference. Madison cutting the deficit back to 10. Now Marcotte picks up his dribble on the wing. Skips it far side to Wine. Now Rhodes, three-pointer in the corner is no good. Offensive board to Joey Biggs. And we're going to have a tie-up. And possession arrow back to Madison.
I don't have Madison for any offensive rebounds tonight. That's hard to believe.
Cameron Weston in the ballgame for Lucas Griffin. But Linden really just doing a great job of crashing the boards.
They've yes,
got
they
multiple,
are.
Multiple offensive rebounds.
Yep.
Luthien has it in the half court. Now to Dean at the elbow. Underneath the Grimmett, he'll dribble it out. Now Dean, near side. He'll step into a left wing three. That'll be off the mark, no good. Rebound. Into Dean for an offensive rebound. Ken, you manifested another one.
Yes, we did.
Dean kicked out Smith. Far corner to Mendez. He'll launch a three. Bang! Javi Mendez with a huge three. Timeout on the floor taken by Alex McNeil. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break with him. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Linden leading Madison 408 to play in the third quarter, 38-31.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison, and Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Welcome back to Linden High School. Michael Dicker alongside Ken Hansen. Madison trying to put together a run here to crawl their way back into this one, but just a great pace of play here.
This game has been fun.
Yeah.
and Linden's kind of got out to that lead and held it, but Masson comes, you know, if they get a stop here and can hit a three, all of a sudden everything can change a little bit.
In the wine with it here in the half court. Halfway through this third quarter, Marcotte at the elbow, kicked up top the wine. Now far side Westing. Lob inside to Biggs. Now to Rhodes. Rhodes. Bounce past the Biggs. He'll kiss the glass. Good. Joey Biggs with 11. Now to Smith. Now Mendez. Far side Dean. Now Smith at the elbow. Back to Dean. Kick back out to Smith. Top of the key three. No good. Rebound to Biggs. Joey Biggs pushing it up the court. Far side. Over to Biggs. Now over to Rose. Now Biggs. Now a floater by James Marcotte falling home for Linden. Lead back to double digits for the Tigers. 42-31, 3:11 to play third quarter. Grimmett to the block, off the window, good by Braden Grimmett. Great dribble drive there, his second field goal of the night. Rhodes, over to Wine, near side Joey Biggs. Back to Wine on the far corner. Up top Marcotte, Weston has it at the foul line. Back to Marcotte, far side Rhodes. Bounce pass to Biggs in the far corner, he'll drive. Backing down Mendez, now kicked out to Marcotte. Marcotte drug the pivot foot, and he'll travel. Josh McNary, Wyatt Rice back in the contest for the Linden Tigers. He'll sub out Kendall Wine and James Marcotte. Madison with possession, trailing things by nine. Lane Smith running floater, that's no good. Rebound to Cameron Weston. Far side, Wyatt Rice. He'll drive. Trying to kick it out. Finds Weston. Now up top to Rhodes. Weston now on the wing. Up top, Biggs three. No good. Short. Rebound to Cooper Luthi. Luthi keeps himself in front of the half court. Now over to Smith. Up top, Luthi three. No good. Rebound to Smith. His putback no good. Another board to Dean. He'll back down to the block, leave it short. Rebound tipped out, one by Dean. Dean on the near side, now up top Mendez. Three on the right side by Grimmett, no good. And a rebound this time to the Linden Tigers of Cameron Weston. 42-33, 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Linden on top. Nice triple drive by Biggs. Unable to finish, get his own board, his putback no good. And a rebound to McNary. He'll try to dribble it out, finding Cameron Weston on the right block. He'll kiss the window, and Weston, his first point inside the arch,
wow.
Now with 17.
But two offensive rebounds on that possession.
And Luthi turns it over at the foul line. Up the court we go to Biggs. Biggs backing down Dean. Pump fake, now kicking it out to Rhodes. Back to Biggs in the far corner. He'll skip it, now underneath. The McNary on the block. Kicked up top. Rhodes three in the air. Short. Rebound to Mendez. Under one here to play in the third quarter. Linden on top by 11. 44-33. Smith leaves it shy. Now an offensive putback by Dean is good. Deficit back under 10 for Madison. 11 seconds between shot clock and game clock. Underneath the McNary and stolen away by Braden Grimmett. Shot clock turned off here with 32 seconds to play in the quarter. Grimmett drive. Way off the mark and a rebound. Going to be recovered by Madison. Put back by Smith. No good. Rebound to Dean. He'll kick it out. Now Mendez, right wing three. Good. Javi Alba Mendez with 14 after the Cody Thurston land agent three. 10 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Rhodes over to Wine. Back to Rhodes. Far side Weston. 5 seconds and counting now. Weston steps into a left wing three. Good at the buzzer. Cameron Weston with a 6 three-pointer. He's got 20 through three. And our score, 47-38.
Oh, man. Coach McNeil was like, guard him.
Saw it coming.
Yeah.
But Madison unable to respond. But You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Fourth quarter upcoming next on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Welcome back to Linden High School. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Linden with possession and the lead, 47-38 to start this fourth quarter. Wyatt Rice with it over to Lucas Griffin. Now up top to Cameron Weston. Foul line to Marcotte. Kicked out to Wine on the far side. Now back to Weston. Near side Rice. They look to drive. Now up top Marcotte. To the foul line to Wine. Back out Marcotte. Three fired. Good. Marcotte with a huge Cody Thurston three as the threes continue to fall for the Linden Tigers. That's been the huge difference maker tonight. Dean, drive to the block, off the window to short, and a rebound stripped away by Kendall Wine, ripping it out of the hands of Dean. Wine, streaking down the other side. Lucas Griffin trying to get into the three-point party. It'll be off the mark left side, and a rebound to Lane Smith. 50-38, Linden on top, 60 seconds into this fourth quarter. Lane Smith, far side Mendez, he'll launch a three. Good for Javi Alba Mendez. Mendez with 17 to cut the deficit to 9. Rice, drive to the hoop. No help defense, off the window, good. His first points tonight. Yao now on the near side. Over to Mendez, far side Smith. Now to Luffy. Now Mendez. Over to Yao. Yao driving along the perimeter. Skipping it near side, now in the far corner. DeLuthi underneath the Yao, unable to handle the pass. It's stolen away by Linden. Weston running the break. Now over into the near side to Wine. He'll drive to the block. Put up a floater. No good. Rebound to Griffin. He'll kick it out. Three on the wing by Marcotte. Long. Rebound to Dean. Luthi pushing down the other way. 6 minutes remaining. Tigers on top, 52-41. Smith underneath the Dean. Off the window. Good. Dean with 14. Lead back under 10 for the Tigers. Marcotte driving baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Rice. Back out to Marcotte. Up top, Wine. The ball fake. Now go back to Marcotte. Underneath the West, and he'll turn and face. Kick it back out. Marcotte three. Good. James Marcotte with a Cody Thurston land agent three-pointer. Experience the Midwest land group difference. Lead back to 12 for the Tigers. Now to Dean. Dean puts it on the floor. Loose ball. Going to be a tie-up. Jump ball. Possessioner will stay with Madison as Dean and Griffin both to the floor. We have an end of the first quarter score from Opie and Little River. Opie on top 16-7 at the end of the first quarter. Sounds like the Eagles are in some foul trouble.
Yeah. 12 of 27 right now from three-point range for Linden.
Most threes we've seen in a game this year.
Yes.
Yao. Contested jumper going to be rejected and a rebound to Kendall Wine. Wine. Near corner three launched by Weston. It's no good. Rebound to Rhodes. Underneath the Marcotte. Turnaround floater. Good. For James Marcotte. He's got 8 in the quarter. And it's the largest lead of the night for the Linden Tigers, 57-43. We're going to have a foul down low. Looks like that's going to go against Joey Biggs, his second team's first. Luthy back in the contest. And Cooper Luthy's going to sub out Corey Yao. But before he gets there, it'll be a full timeout taken by Alex McNeil. We'll take a break with him. 4:44 remaining. Linden leads 57-43.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Welcome back here. Madison with possession, Olsen inbound after the timeout taken by McNeil. Smith up top to Braden Grimmett. Madison trailing things by 14, 57-43. Just shy of halfway through this fourth quarter. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Lane Smith near side to Braden Grimmett. Now up top to Lane Smith. Far side, Luthy. He'll ball fake, step to the elbow, now over to Smith. He'll drive, put it on the floor. Now Dean, turnaround floater, that'll be well off the mark. But an offensive rebound to Smith. His putback, no good. Rebound to Dean, his putback, good. Yeah. And he'll go to the line, look for the old-fashioned three-point play as Joey Biggs picks up the foul. So Dean at the foul line. No good. Madison on 2 out of 3 tonight from the foul line.
Yeah, not a lot of fouls shot by either team.
First many as we shot in the girls' game, we ran out of free throws.
Yeah.
Now 3 in the far corner by Linden. Rebounds. And nearly stolen away by Biggs going into the front row of the band. But Madison with possession, trying to crawl their way back into this one. But
good Linden's job by the band tonight.
Yeah, great job. Bo Throckmorton, first year as the band director here. Big chili feed for this band here tonight. Grimmett drives in, put it on, going to put a floater up, and he'll be fouled. It's no good, but he'll go to line for two.
I like that Braden had that opportunity and just took it to the basket, but he got fouled.
Fouls on James Marcotte, his second, team's third. Grimmett at the line for two. 3 for 3 for the line tonight for Braden Grimmett as he gets the first one to fall. Now a second one. No good. Rebound to Biggs. 57-46, Tigers on top. Biggs comes to a stop on the elbow. Now to Weston, now far side Rhodes. Up top, Wine. Line now near side to Weston. He'll step into a three. High arching shot, and Cameron Weston gets another three to fall. He's got 7 threes in the contest for 23 points overall. Now a steal at midcourt by James Marcotte. Marcotte backing down Smith on the block. Off the window. Good. And a chance for one more for James Marcotte. He's got 10 in the quarter. 17 overall. Fouls against Lane Smith, his first, team's first. As Linden now leading by 16, creating some separation between the Bulldogs. Yeah. And the foul shot good by Marcotte. 3:19 to play, 63-46, Tigers on top. Smith, near side. Now to Luthy, he'll spin move, drive to the block, up and under shot, no good, rebound, tipped out to three by Braden Grimmett, it's no good, rebound to Dean, his putback, good. Octavian Dean with 10 in the second half, 18 overall, trims the deficit to 15.
You know, this team, Masson, they're just a little off tonight, but I like their chances at least next week in the sub-state.
Three in the corner by Biggs. It's short, rebound to Mendez. 2.5 to play. Madison trailing by 15. Near side, Grimmett, he'll drive baseline. Nothing there. Dribble back out to the corner. He'll step in, or at least thought about a three. The defense recovers now to Mendez. Mendez, far side over to Smith. Smith, dribbling along the perimeter. Madison taking their time on offense. Now to Dean. Mid lane floater, good, and give him a chance for one more.
Now, who does Madison play next week?
Skyline, Pratt Skyline.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I like Octavian Dean can carry them through that game.
Yeah, absolutely. Dean with 20.
And, of course, Linden will be in the Mission Valley sub-state.
Yeah, they'll have one final tune-up before sub-state on Tuesday as the foul shot no good by Dean as they go on the road to Harrington. That should be a – I think that'll be a good chance for another victory.
Yes.
For that. But that foul on Dean was against Biggs. That's his fourth, team's fourth. But under two here to play. Closing moments here. But Jackson Davies and Corey Yao setting in during that stoppage. Drive by Rhodes at the foul line. His jumper no good. He's blocked. Now a three at the buzzer. Oh. The shot clock falling home by Cameron Weston. Who else? Timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. We're going to have some more substitutions for Madison. Carson Kuzma coming into the ball game, as well as Colton Cordell and Coulter Luthig.
And Michael, what is it that we read about the area athlete of the week? From tonight's game, I'd say Cameron Weston.
Yes. I mean, we've got some prime candidates. You know, we heard Wilkinson went for 30.
Yep.
Allie Neisler with 25.
Yep.
But boy, oh boy, Cameron Weston, just in the threes alone, he's got 8 threes, 26 points tonight. So
yeah,
just a huge display here tonight.
But I go back to that interview, pregame interview, when Coach talked about how he's been one of the people that's been key for him.
Inbound to Cordell. Now to Davies. Now to Yao. Now back to Davies. 120 remaining. Madison trailing by 16. Yao on the far corner. Driving to the elbow. Now kicked out to Coulter Luthy. Now to Davies at the foul line. Bounce pass through the needle to Corey Yao. Nice attack there by Corey Yao. His first points of the night. Now Rhodes with it with 60 seconds remaining. Back to Biggs. Now to Weston. Now Rhodes. We're going to have a timeout for substitution purposes for Ryan Haskins. And he'll sub out his seniors, James Marcotte and Lucas Griffin. Joey Biggs pumping up this crowd, wanting to let his seniors know the importance there. But they'll be subbed out by McNary and Wyatt Rice. Should be Lyndon Ball.
Yeah.
And then end of the ball game for Lyndon is Cage Kilgore and Owen Eddington, as well as Jude Shields. But with the ball is Gage Kilgore. Now to Eddington. Now back to Kilgore. Over to Rice. Now Shields. Back to Rice on the near side wing. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Down to McNary. Far side Shields. His shot rejected by Yao. Shields follows it, and it'll be a shot clock violation.
Oh.
few more substitutions here for Linden in the ball game. Logan Garber and Caden Miner. So Ryan Haskin able to clear his bench with 25 seconds to play here. Yao with it, trailing things by 14. Yao. Bounce pass over to Cordell. Nearly a steal, and we're going to have a foul against Cage Kilgore. And at the line will be Colton Cordell.
Oh, man, and the Linden bench was thinking that they were going to get the steal. They were jumping up and down, Michael.
To Cordell, the senior, at the line for two. Two dribbles and a fire. Good by Cordell. Second one now for the senior. In the air and good. Perfect trip there for Colton Cordell.
I was supposed to throw it in. They just took off with the basketball.
Ryan asked, like, what are you doing?
Throw it in.
Hey. The final score tonight, 66-54. Linden defeats Madison, improving to 12-10. Madison falling to 14-7. Take a break, get into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Tally our stats, look for a postgame interview with Ryan Haskins. Once again, 66-54, Linden victorious.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and firms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. By Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Welcome into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Dieker joined by Ryan Haskins. His team victorious tonight, 66-54, to improve to 12-10. Coach, those outside shots just certainly fell in this contest. But what was the approach here tonight to come away with the victory?
Just attacking the game, just like every other game. We came out a little slow, and then we started hitting some shots. Cameron Weston was great off the bench tonight. When he gets his feet set, I'm not sure there's a better shooter around than him.
You know, and then here in the fourth quarter, I've got Marcotte with 11 in the quarter for 18 overall. But Kason Rhodes, your leading scorer coming in tonight, 4 points. Obviously, that was the focus for Coach McNeil. But, you know, fortunate for you guys, have three other players scoring double figures, with Joey Biggs also dropping in 11. But how impressed were you with your team and how they rose the occasion and to get another victory? And
well, we've just been talking all since summer even. The strength and the ball is going to find the right man every single time. Okay, so if we share the ball, we'll find the right man and we'll make shots.
Now, you guys have one final tune-up before Substate with Harrington on Tuesday. What do you know about the Railers and what they might bring to the table?
I don't know anything about them right now. So we'll go out there on Tuesday, play hard, and be ready to go for next Friday.
Now, how do you feel your team is at heading into postseason play? Obviously, a team much better than probably your record indicates.
I think we're getting close to playing our best ball. We weren't great rebounding ball-wise tonight. I don't think our defense was great. But when we share the ball offensively, we're going to be pretty tough to stop down the stretch of the season. We got to be better defensively.
Well, Coach, senior night, you had Lucas Griffin, James Marcotte having great games. What have they meant for your program over the last few years?
Well, 6 years ago, I started coaching at Lennon, and those two were ones I took and MAYB summer basketball. So I've had them for 6 years now. They've been great kids for us. It really meant a lot to send them out with a win tonight. Couldn't ask for better leaders for my first 2 years as a head coach. They've been captains junior, senior year. So we're going to miss them, and we need some kids to step up and fill that role next year.
Hey, we're back on. Sorry about that, folks. Got the cord plugged on us. But, Coach, just one final question for you. What did you want to say to that great crowd tonight for the Tiger faithful, but anybody else listening back at home?
My dad's sitting out here chasing my kid around on the court. My stepmom is up in the stands.
Check one, check two. Hey, we're back, Ryan. Okay, you're in the middle of talking about your family. Finish that thought if you still got it.
I was saying that my dad's out here chasing my two-and-a-half-year-old son around on the court, dribbling basketball. So we're a few years away from having him on the bench, being as a manager first. Hopefully I'm still here 15 years from now when he gets into high school. I got my stepmom up there with my wife and my 3-week-old daughter. My wife's been a trooper. Bringing two kids under the age of three to basketball games, that can't be easy. And so we're going to make the most of this next few weeks playing basketball, but after that I owe my wife a steak night dinner.
Well, I think I'm in the same boat. I've got three kids at home, and my wife's like, hey, there's a lot of games you're going to. It's like, hey. But that's what it's all about.
Yep.
It's what it's
yep.
passing it on to the next generation. You
got to enjoy the ride.
But, Ryan, appreciate it. Congratulations on the victory. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Congratulations once again on the victory. So
Thank
that
you.
Was Ryan Haskins of the Linden Tigers, his team victorious tonight, 66-54. We'll get Ken Hansen back on the headset, come back with final stats. But, once again, Linden defeats Madison 66-54.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial flat work or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
We welcome you back to the Rich Store Company postgame show. Ken, let's get some final stats and wrap things up before we still have power.
Yeah.
But, these final stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Thanks for everyone for staying with us during that stoppage if you're still here. But proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing. Exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today. 620-344-0661 for Linden. A 26-point affair by Cameron Weston off the bench. 18 points by James Marcotte. 11 to Joey Biggs. 5 points to Kendall Wine, 4 points to Kaysen Rhodes, and 2 points to Wyatt Rice. Octavian Dean with 22 points. Braden Grimmett with 7. 6 points to Lane Smith. 2 points apiece to Corey Yao and Colton Cordell. Ken, your team stats.
Team stats. Linden, 11 of 23 inside the arc. From 3-point range, a school record 14 3-pointers.
Wow.
They were 14 of 32. They were 2 of 5 at the free throw line. They pulled down 20 rebounds and 8 turnovers. Madison was 14 of 35 from the field, 7 of 14 from 3-point range, which I think Coach McNeil would be happy with any time. 5 for 8 from free throw range and 22 rebounds while they committed 13 turnovers.
Once again, those final stats brought to you by GR Roofing. We'll wrap up the Rich Store Company postgame show. Come back with one final thought on what's to come in our postseason coverage. But once again, Linden defeats Madison 66-54.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison, and Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you back one final time here from Linden High School. Ken Hansen. Joined by Michael Deeker. So Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. But sweep here for the Linden Tigers tonight to wrap up the regular season. But no rest at all as we're back on the road on Monday for sub-state action. Ken and Quinn Dold will be with the Waverly Bulldogs and Merchandising Valley Trojans in Waverly. That's on 1400 AM at 96.9 FM. I will be by my lonesome self all the way up at Clifton Clyde as Burlingame Bearcats taking on the Clifton Clyde Eagles. That's Monday.
Yes.
Tuesday, we'll be back on the road with the Rural Vista Heat hosting the Burlingame Lady Bearcats. And that's all we know right now for our postseason coverage. Obviously, 1A, D1, D2, higher seeds host in the quarters and semifinals. But we will obviously have probably a full slate of games throughout the sub-states around the area. But I want to wish the Madison Bulldogs good luck with their home games on Monday and Tuesday. Madison Boys hosting Pratt Skyline on Monday. That's a 6 p.m. tip in Madison. And then the Madison Girls have a home game against Skyline.
Fairfield.
No, Fairfield. Excuse me. Sorry, Fairfield on Tuesday at 6 p.m. as well. So, but just too many games, not enough equipment and broadcasters.
Yeah, because we got to remember, we got Emporia High, yeah. Emporia State playing tomorrow.
Yep, that's a home game. Get out the whites. Of course, Blake Cripps will have that action on Mix 104.9. Trying to pull up the calendar here to come up with what our weekend airwaves look like.
KU plays Cincinnati tomorrow at noon.
That game will be on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, 10:30 pregame. Noon tip, as Ken mentioned. As we mentioned, 1 p.m. pregame as doubleheader with Emporia State taking on Newman, the Blake Cripps Bowl, as Blake was the voice of the Newman Jets
that
before coming up the road with us. And then Kansas State looking to keep the winning ways alive in Lubbock. That's a 12:30 pregame, 1:30 tip right here on Country 101.7 FM. And then on Sunday, Royals baseball.
Yes.
They've had a big victory today. Salvador Perez with the home run, but that's a 2 p.m. spring training game at the start at KVUE. That's 2:05. Royals at Brewers as the legendary Jackson Biggs. In the house tonight, Washington's brother. Yep. I turned around and got a scowl here.
Yeah, I know.
But, of course, Jackson now the assistant up at Ottawa.
Yep.
But good friends with Ty Bland. Played with Ty up there at Ottawa. But, of course, watching Joey go out and score 11 points. And did a good job of keeping Octavian Dean in check. Of course, Dean, 22, has an opportunity to get to 1,000 on Monday against Pratt Skyline. But appreciate everyone. So Jackson wanted to make sure that Linden had the three-point record in a game tonight. So, but, folks, we appreciate everyone for tuning in and everyone for making this broadcast possible. Stand tall, tackle all, no one fights alone. Crazy faith for D. For Ken Hansen, I'm Michael Deeker, wishing you a pleasant, good weekend, and we will talk to you very soon on Monday.
You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week. The preceding has been an exclusive presentation of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.